keeping caves. They had apples in baskets. Crates, you know, now they used to come in crates and all, but I never saw them in wooden caves.
I was wondering if you had a, you know, really big wooden cave, really big, round.
No,
what would you call it?
No, I haven't had any large ones at the house. Well, big wooden caves.
Mm-hmm. What about the, what about cooking with eggs?
What?
An egg. What are the different parts of an egg? What do you call it?
Yolk.
Uh-huh.
The yolk and the yellow. Oh, it's the yellow on the yolk. White's in the yolk. The yellow's the yolk of an egg. Yolk and white of eggs is what you call them.
Suppose you cook them in hot water.
That's a little boiled. Boiled eggs.
That's what you call them.
Unless you break them first and drop them in hot water, they're poached.
Uh-huh.
Poached eggs.
Right. What about the meats? What kind of different meats do
you eat? Oh, we eat all good meats. I always had plenty of chicken. We had turkey at Thanksgiving and Christmas. That was about all we had turkey. We always had turkey for Thanksgiving and one for Christmas. But we had chicken all the time, once or twice a week. Then, old backyard, we had hog killing time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We raised hogs, and oh my, that hog killing time. We made sausage, made the souse meat, and what we call scrapple.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe some of these things?
Well, now that scrapple you made with the head of the animal. Well, you got them all cleaned, of course. The ones that killed it got the hairs off of it, and all. And then you, in your kitchen, you cooked, cleaned it real good and scraped it and all, got it real clean and nice. You cook that head joe, and you cook the liver with it, the liver, mm-hmm. and the head joe, and you put a heap of seasoning in it, a heap of pepper and salt and all, and you, when you got it done and it got stirred into a thick mass, you poured it out, well, we used to pour it out in cake pans.
Yeah.
To form, and then it forms, and you can turn it out on wax paper, anything like that. And sliced and fried for breakfast is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
We liked it better while we had it than any bacon or anything else. You cut these slices and fry them real brown for breakfast. They're delicious with grits or anything. Now, some folks put what they call maybe a liver pudding with the liver of it.
Mm-hmm.
We never liked it. We never did care for that much liver. There's some liver in our scrapple.
Mm-hmm. So you never did much with the liver by itself?
No. Now, a lot of people like it cooked, you know, and it's supposed to be so good for your blood, especially.
Mm-hmm.
But we just never liked fried liver at my house. But it's all right. I mean, you use your cow or your pig that way. Use most everything, even pig feet. I don't know what was done with them. I think I always gave pig feet to them. Cook for the colored hair that was wearing it. And my family, I didn't think it, I'd never heard of scrapple of that hog head business till I married. I don't remember much hog killing at our house, but after we had the farm, they killed the hogs for us down there. Brought them to us,
mm-hmm.
ready for us to do what we wanted to, and we ground the sausage, you know, fixed a heap of it in sausage, and the pork.
Did you ever make anything out of the blood, or did anybody around your house ever make anything out of the blood, or maybe a hog's blood? Never did anything with that?
Never heard of that.
Somebody may have had
Never heard of that.